again for vibing with Danya. How was your week, everybody? Was it amazing? Did you enjoy some spectacular springish weather wherever you might be? I know I certainly did. I am fueled by the sunshine, as we all typically are, but getting out this week and taking some lovely walks totally reinvigorated the freaky side.
The what side?
Just a little bit. Gotcha. Sorry, good night.
I'm just recording this.
A little more playful this week with the sun, because it's been so gloomy, so rainy, so cold, and you know what? Baseball is literally right around the corner. Football, I'm wearing the Evans jersey because, yes, he is going to finish a Buccaneer, and it's
beautiful
thing. All right, well, let's see what my Buccaneers have in store for all of us this year. They are gearing up. They have signed their big key players. Who do we need? Oh, let's see who they bring in. Definitely more offensive line. They were lacking in that.
Definitely there. They also need probably, I'm going to say, they're progressing in running back. I'm not impressed at the receiver role.
No, they need another one.
All right.
We need another one. Let's see. I know they've been talking a lot about this kid in Pittsburgh. Of course, I can't remember the name right now, but there are some decent options out there in the free market for another wide receiver. That would be helpful to have Evans on one side, and you just need some solid, solid players to back up Baker. I mean, this is it.
True.
We have our safety, which is the best safety in all of NFL franchise. Yes, you are. All right, the Giants. All right, I don't even want to go into the Giants, but you've let some really good guys go. And Eagles, all right, I have a request to wear Kelly Green jerseys and those flying Eagles. However, I don't own any. So if you want to see me in a jersey that I don't own, send it to me. DM me, I'll give you the address, and I will rock your jersey for your team, but I am not doing it on my own.
Live on the podcast, right?
I will.
And take some photos.
And I will take some photos, and it'll be all yours, and I will sign them and send them back to you if you so choose. However, the Eagles are shaping up to be a Mac Daddy powerhouse.
Realistically.
I don't want to admit it.
Realistically. Who in the NFC, then? I'm thinking Niners, Eagles is going to be the top two teams.
It's going to be there again, absolutely. Bucks, I don't know if you can beat them again in the playoffs. You totally spanked it to them this year. But let's see. They are shaping up to be a powerhouse. You have backups that were former starters upon backups that were former starters. So if you go down, Hurts, you're not looking too shabby with the backups. But, you know, you're obviously a backup for a reason, so you couldn't hack it at the starting quarterback role. So let's just see how you develop, right? Let's just see how
you're talking about Pickett?
Yeah, you're talking about Pickett. All right. Talking about
Pickett. Just say it. Kenny Pickett.
Can you handle it?
Can you handle it? Will the other team pick it?
They're going to pick
for
it.
For six.
Oh, ha, ha. Good one.
Thank you.
Good one. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. I know Atlanta is going to make a big push for it. Cousins, that's a huge move right there. Huge move on Atlanta. I've never liked Atlanta. You're a bunch of dirty bums. But they just play dirty. I've never liked the way Atlanta plays.
I thought they just played tough.
They're dirty. They're dirty. New Orleans plays tough.
No, New Orleans is dirty. They eye gouge. They're kicking the balls. I mean, New Orleans is dirty. They watch the games and say they are so dirty.
That's why they got Winston, because, you know, he's from Florida State, and all Florida State players are dirty. But anywho.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't like Florida State, so I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Go Gators. Anywho.
You're saying that, but I'm not going to show you how they're doing in the SEC tournament.
I mean,
it's disgusting.
What Florida State's doing?
No,
the Gators. I know my Gators have not been good
in any sports for a while.
For quite some time, but they used to, and it was fun.
It's like they get a coach, and then the coach goes, and they're saying, you know what, we'll just wait for a while.
Just figure it out along the way. We'll throw a little of this, a little of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, NFL's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see who else gets picked up and moved and traded over this next offseason and see how things rock. But you know, baseball is geared up to start in full swing. We have the NCAA tournament coming up, which my picks will come out on Tuesday. So if you haven't been to some of my other podcasts previously, I love picking games. There is no rhyme and there is no reason sometimes, but I'm going to give you my picks and we'll just see how far they take me. I have won brackets before based on mascots, so you just never know what's going to happen.
So when are you going to submit that? You're going to show all your viewers.
I told you Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Tuesday, they're coming out on Tuesday.
Just making sure, because if I'm spacing out right now, they probably space out too, so they Tuesday, all, we all need
Tuesday,
an extra stuff.
Tuesday, pick it Tuesday. All right. So we have some other games that are actually happening this week.
Let's pick this entire week of basketball. We're taking ESPN games, NBA TV games.
Let's see. Give
and
it to me.
The better you get, we're going to keep track of this. And when you have a winning record here, as you tend to have, then guys can come to you for who's actually going to win, and they can satisfy themselves with their wins.
That's right. We can work on things multifunctional.
All right. Monday, we've got two games.
Okay.
At Philadelphia, the 76ers are going to host the Miami Heat.
I'm going Miami.
Also, on Monday, the Golden State Warriors hosting the New York Knickerbockers.
Go Golden State Warriors.
All right. Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are hosting the Denver Nuggets.
Go Timberwolves.
On Wednesday, the Boston Celtics are hosting the Milwaukee Bucks. That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game, but I'm going Boston because, well, that's my next favorite city after Tampa.
I don't think you should... The guys that are really, like, hardcore gamblers here.
I said there's no rhyme or reason for my picks, y'all.
You know what? Whatever works, works, right?
It does.
And I know that... No, you can't fool anybody. You know that how guys play on the way the grains of the wood are cut on the court.
Oh, they get so into it.
The day
and they waste so much time sometimes.
And...
You could lose thousands and thousands of dollars researching all this crap. Or you could just pick a winner and go for it. Whatever. Same.
All right. Golden State Warriors on Wednesday are also hosting the Memphis Grizzlies.
You know what? I lived in Memphis for a while, so go Grizzlies.
I thought you hated Memphis.
I did, but you know what? I like going to
the worst times
games.
Of your life, I think, were the
But
Colts.
You know what? I did have fun going to the games. The Memphis Kings. I did hockey. I went to basketball. I'm just going to enjoy the fun times I shared in Memphis, not...
I already know who you're picking on this one.
Okay.
The Orlando Magic are hosting the New Orleans Pelicans.
Let's go, Magic! Yes.
You know, Shaq and Penny aren't playing for them right now, right?
Doesn't matter. I used to see them, though.
So. Scott Skiles. Remember that name?
Anthony Hurley?
Oh,
yeah.
Penny, yeah.
I know,
of course.
Yeah. No, I know.
Horace Grant went over there, too? From
for a little bit, yeah.
All right. Also on Thursday, the Phoenix Suns are hosting the Atlanta Hawks.
Go Suns, because I love sunshine.
Friday, the Minnesota Timberwolves are hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Go Cavaliers.
The Los Angeles Lakers are hosting the Philadelphia 76ers.
Go Lakers.
You're picking LeBron. Wow. All right.
And I don't like Philly.
On Saturday, the Chicago Bulls are hosting the Boston Celtics.
Oh, well, Jordan's not on the Bulls anymore, and I do still like Boston, so Celtics.
The Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday are hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's boring. All right. Let's go Milwaukee. It's a buck. Go Bucks.
Also on Sunday, March 24th, the Los Angeles Lakers are also hosting the Indiana Pacers.
Go Pacers. I used to go for the Pacers back in the day.
All right. And there's your basketball picks for the week.
Here are my picks. All right. Let's see how I do. Do you remember? Did you write it down?
They can just replay it.
Because I didn't write it down, so I'm just going to have to replay it myself.
Oh, God, the confidence. Oh my gosh. All right.
I'm confident in my picks. I just don't remember who I picked.
This is like throwing different types of meat at a board and putting team names on it and telling the dog to go look which team is going to win.
A multi-meat, like, burger is so good. So,
well, that always works.
I mean, that always works. Meatloaf, you get a little pork, you get a little veal, you get a little bison, some brown beef, you know. You can just make so many yummy things.
Oh,
just
my gosh.
Throw it all together. I mean, just insane.
All right, now you got the picks going, and your
yes.
picks are coming out.
Yes.
And I'm pretty confident in your picks. They're going to be definitely a winning record.
I think so.
So,
I think so. I'm really good with my football picks, so basketball is going to be fun.
And the coming weeks, we'll do over-unders. And
we do over-unders. We got hockey coming up. You know, the playoffs are coming. And that just drags on, so it'll go till June.
And before the baseball season, we also have to pick the different winners of the divisions and the World Series winner and see how we do as well.
Oh, yes, that's so fun.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Just put it in a hat. Just tuck it away. We'll open it on World Series.
Make me a better man. Alpha Male Society, make me a better man.
Oh, what have we been getting the most trends of this week, right? They're
pretty much asking you out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that. There's been a lot of, you should do this for me. Why, I ask, why?
Because I think
I should be next. Next for what, I ask you? Hey. Hey, it's for horses. I mean, this stuff happens over and over and over again. You want to take me to dinner? Great. Why should I go out to dinner with you? Do you ask what kind of food I like? Do you even know where I am? Are you flying to me? Are you flying me across the world to go have dinner with you? That would be awesome, but I got to get my passport ready. So don't fly me too far. I can go domestic. But I can only fly first class. So if you're going to fly me, you got to make it worth it. So anywho, just because you email say, hey, we should get together, does that work for anybody? Have you had success just shooting off a message to someone saying, hey, you should blow me? Or, you know, something to that effect, you know. Why? Why should they? What do you bring to the table? And this is a recurring theme, right? I say, what do you bring to the table?
You say this most weeks. You really do. There's something out there.
There is. There's something lacking on the other side of it.
How about some self-exploratory days coming up? The mindfulness of reflecting upon oneself and figuring out, A, what do they really want in life?
Right.
Forget just dating. What do they want in life? I mean, there's so many aspects, right? Relationships, there's business.
You can make a SMART goal and a SMART plan for every aspect of life. And that is something that we not necessarily preach, but instill the habits, right? So you're in this cycle, you're in this habit loop of blurring out garbage, expecting something good to come back from it. Well, if you're not putting the quality ingredients in, if you're not putting in the quality time to spell out, you know, every last detail of what you want, kind of piggybacking on what I said last week, if you say you want a woman who's 5'10", you even put her weight down. You know, maybe you want her to be 135 pounds. You want blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, brown hair, green eyes. You know, what kind of job does she have? What does she do for fun, right? You create this ideal person and you look for that. And when you find it, why do you keep looking, right? So again, being specific in the wants within your profession, within your extracurricular, within the women that you date, within the men that you date. You know, women, this goes for you too. I'm not just picking on the guys here. You know, I was very specific in the type of man that I wanted, and I found exactly that man. But if I wasn't specific, would I have? Would our path maybe just have not passed, you know, like crossed? You don't know.
Why don't you tell them? I mean, what exactly were you looking for? And, like, did you have any reasons why?
No, just that's what came to me. So high school, being a senior, I didn't date much in high school. I had other things to do. I had friends, and we hung out, and we had good times. But
you played sports, and you were academically involved in clubs and things like that, right?
Very much so. You know, I was a swimmer and diver. I swam 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I could care less about going to the movies with, you know, the hot, you know, baseball or football star. It didn't matter. So when I finished high school, before I went to college, I said, the man I'm going to marry is going to be 6 feet tall. He is going to be 200 pounds, brown hair, play baseball. He's going to surf. And lo and behold, that is exactly who I found my freshman year of college. Oh, and I wanted his name to be Jim. Why? I don't know. And from the Northeast. So there are more than five things, but I was very specific in who I wanted. I was very specific in the college I was going to, and that was a dead set. I didn't apply to any other colleges. I was going there or bust. Well, guess what? I got in, and they gave me money, and it was glorious. So be specific in what you want. What do you want in your career? What hours do you want to work? Do you want to work from home? Do you want to commute? Do you want specific amount of vacation? Do you just want to freelance? What is your ideal client? You know, who do you want to target? What do you offer, right? What are your qualities? We rely on our strengths to overcome our weaknesses. So if the best you have to offer someone is, hey, get with me, is that the best you have?
Is that what you want?
Is that what you want? Correct. Yes.
Because as we were talking on a walk, we'll get prepared for this.
Yeah.
We realized that a lot of individuals, they feel sorry for themselves.
Yes.
And they feel that they're in certain situations and there's nothing they could do about it. Meanwhile, the guy next door to them just literally just became Mr. All Everything in every way, or became President of the United States or something like that.
We all have the same opportunities. It's whether you align with them and you put yourself in a situation to receive them, right?
Big.
Big, big. Are you open to receiving what you say you want? Or are you shut down? Are you complacent and lackadaisical and say, I'm only going to get this because of X, Y, or Z, or because I live in A, B, and C? You know, you are only limiting yourself. And that's exactly what you have the same ability to overcome. You know, I tell people, change your mindset, change your outcome all the time. So what is your mindset going into communicating with someone online? Is your mindset you just want to get rejection and say, see, I just got rejected again, so that you can continue to feel bad about yourself? Or are you opening yourself up and being honest and genuine and getting something honest and genuine back? Are you aligning with that? Does that make sense to you? We have to step out of our comfort zones to get what we don't have. Or else you'd already have it. Right?
True.
If you have everything you want, when you get bored with it, human nature, we do crave more stimulation.
The second we conquer, we can conquer a multi-billion dollar empire. We can conquer another country. And it's never good enough. It's just human DNA is programmed into us that for some reason, right, we want more.
We're doers. We're not just beers.
Those that actually live, and as we've also discussed a lot lately, people are not living. The majority of people anymore are not living. Hey, they exist in this world. They take up space.
They take up resources. They take up space. They contribute nothing to society. Are you a drain or do you contribute?
Are you living? Are you scared of your shadow?
Right.
If you're lying to somebody every day, you're not living.
No. You're, you know, manipulating and you're not getting what you want. You know, deceit is not the way to get anywhere in this world. You know, you can lie, cheat, and steal, and it might get you a little bit farther momentarily until you're 6 feet below where you started.
And then you got to get past the real gatekeepers, and those are the people in that world, and they see the bullshit 10 million miles away, and they're saying, yeah, you're not crossing this barrier.
No, you're staying right where you are. So be mindful. Where do you want to be? Make your roadmap. Create your SMART goals for your job, for your partner, for your retirement, you know, for your fun, right? What is it that you truly want? Let's go 6 months. Let's go 3 months. 1 month. 1 week. 1 week at a time. What can you commit to doing daily, then weekly, then monthly? The more consistent you are with everything, the more changes you're going to see. It is like saying, I need to lose 50 pounds. Why do you need to lose 50 pounds? When? What's the purpose? You say you want to lose 50 pounds, you're never going to lose 50 pounds.
If you have the reason behind it, right, and then you feel it, you think it, you live
you're
like you've already done it.
To it.
Yes. Then it happens for everybody.
Right. Once you
Which is a minority, but it's everybody, right?
Right. Those that are committed to making changes, get changes. It's that change your mindset, change your outcome. Change your outcome, change your everything. So what's your outcome? Right? What do you want it to be? Think about that. Marinate on that for this next week. If you're confused, if you want more advice, if you have questions and you can only get so far in your roadmap, send that to me. I didn't go to school for nothing. Be happy to help you live a happier, more fulfilling life on any level. So remember, change your mindset, change your outcome, and vibe with me next week.